Hi, and welcome to the QuitCast for Writers. This is the show that helps you know what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. My name is Becca Syme, and I am a success coach for authors with thousands of hours in coaching some of the most successful people in this industry. My goal in this podcast is to help you understand why you're not having success if you aren't, and how to double down on the success you're already having. Anyone can tell you what worked for them, and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why. Welcome to the QuitCast. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the QuitCast. Today, we're continuing our Why Am I Not Selling series, and we're going to pick up where we left off. If you haven't watched the last episode, I highly recommend going back and watching it. We took a break from the Why Am I Not Selling series to talk about why am I so tired? And I highly recommend going back and watching that if you haven't seen it. But today we're going to move on to one of the assumptions that we make that keeps us from selling, or let's say that keeps us from selling the way that we expect to sell. And that is assuming rules exist. Now, if you've ever watched a kid learn to walk before, specifically toddlers, right? Because that's who's learning to walk, they're toddling. My niece, when she was a toddler, I remember watching her learn to walk for the first time, and I could see her little brain starting to assimilate the rules that were around her about how gravity works without even realizing that that's what she was doing, right? She definitely was not thinking in terms of gravity the way that, like, an adult who's been to college would, but she was learning the rules of gravity and how it works to walk, how her body works, how her muscles work. But in the moment, she was not conscious of these things. And because we eventually graduate from learning how to walk and we eventually graduate from learning how to talk, we forget that we are still assimilating rules all the time. And the way this looks is, if you think about the walking again, like I put my foot here and then I shift my body this way. And this is what happens, because when I do those two things, I consistently get the same response to those two things. And so I learn what the rules are by essentially experimenting. And I'm not conscious of the rules, but I start acting in a way that understands the rules, especially the more that I push the boundaries and doing things like getting on a bike for the first time, right? And learning how gravity works when you're moving and being propelled in a direction is different than when you're just walking in a direction. So we instinctively understand when we watch, for instance, children learn how to do something like walk or talk or ride a bike. We instinctively understand what it looks like to learn the rules or to learn to assimilate our behavior in regards to the rules. What happens when we get into an industry like writing, but any industry, any new place, is we start learning the rules of how things work. And we start acting and then responding and then learning, oh, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. The problem with learning rules or assimilating rules is that in a gravitational situation where it's just me and gravity's not changing and I'm not changing, and therefore how I respond to the rules of gravity will not change. And I just have to take enough steps to figure that out and learn. And my muscles have to learn how to respond to that and learn how to move in new ways. And then once I figured out how to do that, then I can keep walking for the rest of my life without having to relearn any new rules about walking, unless something changes, right? When something changes, if I get injured or if I lose mobility in some way, then I have to relearn my relationship to gravity. I have to relearn how do the new rules work, right? But then eventually I learn those rules and I assimilate those, and then I start acting according to those rules. So essentially, that's the way that our brains are made to respond to things is to learn the rules and then live by those rules. It's one of the reasons that things like mindset coaching is so popular right now, right? Because if you have learned the rules incorrectly, then you need to deprogram that subconscious part of yourself that's responding to those rules where those rules don't actually exist. And so someone who can help you understand what those rules look like, which is an awful lot of what we do in success psychology, is trying to help you understand, okay, that's not actually the rule that you're living by. It's just something that you've adapted to, but there's a different rule and let's teach you what that rule is. So that's very different from I'm going to walk, right? Like I'm just going to take steps and assimilate the rules on my own. Sometimes we either assimilate the wrong rules, which we're going to talk about, or we assume that rules exist when either they don't exist or they don't exist in a way that's predictable. And so let's talk about both of those right now. First of all, let's talk about learning the wrong rules, because this is absolutely something that I see happen over and over and over again, is that we learn rules in this industry based on what other people tell us about the industry. And I know I pick a lot on the 12 books a year people, and I definitely don't mean to do that because there are so many out there, but it's just the easiest because there's a number associated with it, right? So like we can quantify that, and it's easier for us to understand things in relationship to each other if we can quantify them. So this is not the only place this happens, but it is very common that this is a particular rule that gets assimilated that is just not true for everyone. In response to the algorithm of Amazon in particular, becoming smarter when we act, which again, that's part of why the rules change all the time, is because we are not changing, but everything around us is changing. So to put it in toddler terms, my muscles don't necessarily change. My body doesn't necessarily change, but the rules of gravity change constantly in this industry. And so every time I learn something or think I've learned something, then I come back to it and realize, wait a minute, that is definitely not the rule. And I can't act in that way anymore. And some of us have learned that the hard way, right? But so when we learn the wrong rules, again, I'm going to pick on 12 books a year. We do things like make sacrifices, we make changes to our lives, we make changes to our writing process, because we believe that it is a rule that if you don't release as fast as humanly possible, or if you don't release so fast or so consistently, or whatever it is, the rule is that we learn, then somehow we're not going to make money. And again, if that was actually a rule, like gravity is a rule, right? Then the only way that you can break the rule of gravity is when you compensate for the force. So for instance, when you can float because you're in a plane that is descending at the same rate that the gravitational pull, like it's reversing the gravitational pull, but only because the plane and you are falling at the same rate so that you can be weightless, right? So that's the reason that you're able to subvert the rule of gravity and float in that moment is that you're not really floating. You're falling at the same rate that the environment around you is falling. And it feels like you are floating, but you're not, right? But, or you go to space or whatever, right? Like you subvert the rule somehow, because the rule either doesn't exist the way you thought it did, or you are acting in a way that coincides with the rule. So when you break the rule, I have to release fast in order to make good money, or I have to release 12 books a year in order to make good money, then when you follow the rule, it should work. And when you break the rule, it shouldn't work. If it's a real rule, that is how rules work, you guys. It is, if it's a real rule, if you follow it, it will work. And if you break it, it won't work. And yet we don't question the premise of what we hear because so many people tell us something like the way to be productive is this way, or the way to be successful is this way. We listen to people tell us the rules of success, like somehow those rules are not at all relative. But the problem is that everyone's success rules are completely relative to their own ecosystem. So if you imagine that an ecosystem exists, like Yellowstone National Park is well, technically it contains multiple different ecosystems, but there are ecosystems within Yellowstone National Park where when you go into them, there are rules about the temperature of the water and, you know, how much grass can grow and things like that. There are all these rules and they don't get broken because inside the ecosystem, those rules hold to be true. So when you have a guideline in the, in that ecosystem, like, don't go in the water because it's going to be hot. And they have all these little things that these little pictures that say, you know, don't go in the water. And they, you know, draw the pictures out. The reason they have those guidelines is because there's a rule in that ecosystem that if you go in the water, it's going to be hot because of the relativity, you know, that like, because of all the rules that exist inside that ecosystem. I'm not going to go into all of them, but it is the same inside an ecosystem of, let's say, a particular distributor, although the rules are way too complicated to be understood, or the rules of a particular person's platform. And again, because of all the other rules that exist inside their platform, but they are so not universal or absolute. And we assume that these rules exist. And then when we follow the rule and don't have success, we get frustrated, right? Because we're not sure how it's possible. I did what I'm supposed to do. I followed the guidelines. I followed the system, whatever it is that I'm doing. And then we get frustrated with ourselves because clearly we did something wrong, when in reality, that is not a rule that exists that you have to follow. And if you can't follow it, you won't have success. It's just not true, because the statistics of how many people are able to be successful following a system like 12 books a year or a book a month or a book, however often, regular releasing, et cetera, versus how people are not successful when they're using the exact same system. It's like the percentage of people who are successful and the percentage of people who are not is the same, regardless of what system they are using. It feels so like common sense to me, but that's because I coach thousands of authors, right? And so I sit across from people and we talk about like, oh, I've been doing this release, I've been doing this whatever, and it's not working for me. And we have to walk through, like, that's because you're assuming that the rules that you've been taught are the actual rules that exist, instead of those are just patterns that someone noticed that happened among a few successful people that they know. That does not mean that it's a rule, especially to the point where it doesn't mean that if you follow that system or that behavior or that set of guidelines or whatever, that you will be successful. That is not how success works. Success is so individualized and it's so personal that you can't expect to have the exact same success that someone else has just because you are following the system or the rules that they say exist. So that's the first piece, is that when we follow the wrong rules or when we believe something is a rule when it really isn't, then we get into issues of trying to fix things that aren't broken, or we ignore the ways in which we are uniquely able to have success in other ways that other than the rules that we're trying to follow, because we're just ignoring the fact that we're different from the people who are telling us what the rules are. Okay, so technically that was the second part, the assuming that things are rules when they're not. What happens when we do that, essentially, is that we end up following rules that we shouldn't be following, right? So let's talk then about the first part, which Becca gets a little carried away and then we end up going off on a tangent. So let's circle back and talk about what happens when we believe the wrong rules. So what happens when we believe rules that aren't really true is typically, we assume that there's something wrong with us, instead of assuming that there is a misalignment between the success process that we've chosen and the success process we should have chosen. We assume that we are at fault and we try to fix something about ourselves because someone told us that these are the rules. And therefore, if this is the rule, I have to follow the rule. But if we're following the wrong rules for ourselves, if we are, for instance, dictating when our best books don't come out through dictation, or when we are not wired to dictate at all, because that is absolutely true. When we are trying to stop thinking, when we produce better books when we're thinking, when we are not researching, when we produce better books when we are researching, when we are not, and let's flip the script, right? Because when we are slowing down when we shouldn't, when we are trying to write slower when we're actually meant to write faster, right? There are definitely wiring patterns in us that encourage us to make choices that are similar to choices we've made in the past. And of course, we always come up with the questions, right? Of like, is this something that I absolutely have to follow? Is it something that is like, you know, hardwired into me in the way that I can't change? Generally speaking, if we're talking about strength patterns, which I almost always am interested in that when we're talking about success, just because of the long time research that has been done showing that these patterns exist and are so much better to follow, because you're actually going to be able to be better faster. That's why we talk about better faster all the time around here, when you are following those patterns, as opposed to trying to unwire something that took you sometimes decades to wire into yourself, that might take you decades to unwire because of the way that neural nets work. So I would rather see people be aligned for easier, for ease, rather than trying to push themselves to be different than they are just because someone else said you can do this or you should do this. And what frustrates me a little bit around some of the, let's say you can learn anything or you can do anything or you can change your brain into anything, is that, is it possible is different than is it necessary? And is it possible to change the wiring is different from is it actually going to benefit me in the long term? Because the science behind that kind of neural change is so relative and it's so specific. So this whole like, well, you can just do whatever you want. No, you can't. Like, I know this is unpopular to say, you can't just do whatever you want. No choice that you make exists in a vacuum. No choice that you make exists independent of how you have been wiring yourself to exist for your entire life. Whether it's nature or nurture doesn't matter to me, because how we got there doesn't change the fact that we are here. So if I am here and I am wired to be successful by thinking deeply about things, the wrong question to ask is, can I unwire myself to do that? Because why would you ever want to take the amount of time that it would take to unwire those things, which on a conservative estimate is going to be years to unwire that stuff? Why would you ever want to do that when you could just tweak your expectations, tweak your system, and have the kind of success that will make you feel better about yourself and about your life and about your long-term potential, and also potentially be aligned with the goals that you have? Not always 100%, right? But sometimes that's because our expectations have been created by false rules, by people who are promising us that things exist in a certain way because that's the way they exist for them. They're promising us that their system will work for us, when in reality, that only works about half the time. And not just that the system could potentially work half the time, which is the half the time part, but that the actual success that person is having with it is attainable for 100% of people. That's just not the truth. It is not the truth. And I don't know how more clearly I can say that. And again, I feel like on some level, part of what helps us to come to terms with this is the fact that we can look backwards and see, oh, right, like I tried that. I tried this system. I tried that productivity thing. I tried that class. I tried that whatever, and it didn't work for me. And again, I go back to the phrasing that we used to use on the QuickCast, that anyone can tell you what worked for them and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why.
And it's because you have assimilated rules that are not rules. So you have believed someone when they said, this is how it should work. This is how it has to work. And then you've tried to fit yourself into that mold instead of recognizing that you're in the wrong mold. Like, we're in the wrong ecosystem. So the bottom line about this assumption for me is that sometimes the reason that I am not having the success that I want to have is because I am assuming that rules exist where they don't exist. And the best thing that I can do for myself is to question the premise of those rules and to try to stop either believing the rules that don't actually exist and are not true for me or really for most people, or stop assuming that because something happens, that means there is a rule there that makes it happen. So when I run an ad that someone has said, hey, this should work, instead of beating myself up or getting mad at them because it doesn't work the way that they said it would work, we need to learn how to be more resilient and move on more quickly and stop trying to assume that there are rules out there. Because again, and we'll talk about this in a later episode, this industry is way too big and complicated for there to ever be one cause or reason that is the same for everyone, or that there's one cause or reason we can point to about why things happen. And it's never easy. It's never as simple as we want it to be. And following the rules does not mean that you will have the success someone else has, because there are no rules. The rules that exist are way too sublimated and low level for us to ever understand them, because the industry itself is too complex and it's full of too many variables. Every single thing that could change on a minute by minute, second by second basis affects the way this industry works. And it's so impossible to reduce it to just one cause or one rule or one thing. So anyway, I really need to stop talking about this, because I'm going to get into things that we're talking about in later episodes. So what I want you to do today is I want you to look at the places that you have been assuming you're doing things wrong. And I just want you to question the premise of those. Some of those things we have videos about that you can watch on this channel. Go look at the playlist that we have. Try and find a place to find some answers about this, or just ask a question and we'll see if we can, you know, maybe do a future episode on it. Also, please do come over and take a look at our Patreon, because we do an awful lot of questioning the premise of some of these rules or expectations over there, even just in our regular postings. We also do some videos over there about them. So, but take a look at all the free resources we have. Watch the QuickCast videos that you haven't watched yet, especially in the question to premise episodes, and we're going to return to those later. So thank you all so much for being here today, and we will see you on the next QuickCast. Bye, everybody.